That our international relations minister, Ronald Lamola, has taken strong exception to those he say are spreading misinformation about South Africa's genocide case against apartheid Israel. According to Minister Lamola, taxpayers were paying for the case lodged in the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, and not any other foreign funder. Because the name of the Islamic Republic of Iran somehow also reared its head and came up. Let's speak to SABDS Coalition's Rushan Dadu to tell us more about this. Rushan, welcome.
Hi, well, thank you for having us.
I've noted the comments, Rushan, coming from Minister Lamola. From SABDS, what is your take?
Well, absolutely. I mean, as the SABDS coalition is civil society, we don't know exactly the government's budget and so on. But it's obvious that this is just a smear campaign. And we know, as Minister Lamola says, that there's aspersions being cast on the case. And it's part of a larger campaign to shield Israel from accountability, to dehumanize Palestinians, and to undermine a just case firmly rooted in international law. And we know and we can expect to get a lot of pushback on this issue. I mean, it's absurd to suggest that we were forced to do this. It's also quite racist, actually, because it's constantly these aspersions imply that South Africa, South Africans are not able to think and act on their own. I mean, it's quite absurd. And it is part of a general, you know, we should be aware, pushback from all sorts of quarters in the world, in particularly the US and its their allies and those that support the state of Israel and its genocidal behaviors right here in South Africa.
Now, Rushan, the minister reiterated that taxpayers were paying for the case lodged at the ICJ and there is no a foreign funder. He was very clear about this. However, he did not perhaps single out anybody, but let's address this elephant in the room very quickly. On a recent visit to the UK, DA Federal Chair Helen Ziller said she believed the ANC government had been encouraged by the Islamic Republic of Iran to launch this ICJ case.
I mean, it's absurd, and we know that the position of the DA on the struggle of the Palestinian people is one that supports, by and large, the state of Israel. They have not spoken out against the genocide, and it's to be expected that political parties here that support the state of Israel are going to try and meddle and cause, you know, rumors and so on against the fact that South Africa took the case. And I mean, to say it's taxpayers' money simply means it's our government that's paid for it. Our government has taken the case and is supporting the legal team in doing so as it progresses.
Then perhaps it shouldn't be a focus, but certain sectors of South African society, maybe it's all part and parcel of the same camp, I don't know, Rushan. But, you know, some very similar verbal spanners also being thrown in the works by certain South African communities saying that the SA government has spent over 85 million with the ICJ case. Should we rather not have used that money locally in the country, etc.? Are these also similar spanners in the works that kind of like come from the same camp, although being implied separately?
Yes, of course. I mean, it's the specious argument to use. In fact, the minister said it was more than 57 million rand that was spent on the ICJ case. So that's a lot less than what you said these people say.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it's, of course, it's just trying to discredit, trying to, yes, to protect the state of Israel as it commits genocide, to try to act against the fact that we are bold enough to stand up in the ICJ and make a case to say this is genocide. We have obligations to prevent and to punish. And on saying that, I think we also have to hold our same government to account to implement those very measures, to implement what is now a legal obligation to move towards sanctions, to implement an arms embargo and a trade embargo, and importantly for us, to stop selling coal to Israel, as Colombia has done this year. So I think on the one hand, whilst we're supporting the government 100% in the ICJ case, we're saying then, government, you must also abide by the very legal obligations that the case has produced. But it's also the case that we need to be vigilant about these kinds of attacks and aspersions and rumors, because coming up in a few weeks is a conference that purports to be about world democracy and about the 30 years of democracy in South Africa. But it's actually run by the U.S. National Endowment Fund, which is National Endowment for Democracy, which is, in fact, just simply an instrument that was set up under the end of Ronald Reagan's tenure to promote U.S. foreign policy and U.S. state interests around the world. And if you look at that, look at the websites and look at the information, there's zero mention of Palestine, because that is not in the U.S. interest. We know they are funding the genocide. They're sending the arms. Mm. But some of our civil society seem to be going along with this, such as the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation and the Desmond and Leah Tutu Foundation, which are still listed as local organizers of this event. And so we're calling them to say, please don't be fooled. Don't be part of a very similar campaign to discredit what South Africa is doing in the ICJ, to manipulate civil society into thinking that we're having a great conversation and we're networking around the world and we're getting maybe funding in the future, when all that's doing is forwarding the interests of the US and, as you say, the people here who are supporting Israel and refusing to accept that they must be held to account and the impunity must end, and most importantly, the genocide must end.
Very true. It just, in conclusion, Roshan, it was kind of broad as daylight for us in studio yesterday afternoon. I'm looking further at the comments of Minister Lamola saying that South Africa's support of the Palestinian people was, is, and will always be rooted in our own experience of fighting colonialism, apartheid, and the doctrine of international law. Yesterday, we had two guests in studio from the occupied territories, both from the occupied West Bank. And the young Palestinian woman, as she concluded the show, she touched on South Africa taking apartheid Israel to the ICJ. And she said the scenes that were caused in the streets afterwards in the occupied West Bank, with Palestinians running out into the streets with South African flags declaring South Africa is our hero.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's extraordinary the way that Palestinian people, but also Palestinian solidarity people all around the world. I mean, every demonstration from London to Tunisia to America, you see not only Palestinian flags, but now you see people carrying South African flags, which goes to show that people's power and people being active and raising up the issue of Palestine will eventually make that change in support of the case at the ICJ. They're two fields of struggle, but they support each other. And it's absolutely true that our relationship with the Palestinian people in struggle goes back for decades and decades. And because we can recognize in each other's experiences that of settler colonialism, that of apartheid, of course, it is much worse now in Palestine. We did not suffer genocide in the way that the Palestinian people are now. Mm. But we have that relationship. And it's very heartening, I think, to hear, for us to hear, that people in Palestine really look to South Africa as a friend, as an ally, as a comradely country rooted in a similar experience.
Absolutely. Roshan Dadu, SABDS Coalition, once again, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.